Okay, I'm talking to Tricia Meldrum, Portfolio Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Prescribing in General Practice in Scotland. Tricia, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
This report looks at GPs prescribing, and that's something that affects most people and where the NHS in Scotland spends a lot of money. We found that the NHS spent around £1 billion on prescribing in general practice last year, and that's around 10% of NHS board's budgets. So it's a big chunk of spending. Most people's main contact with the NHS is through their GP, and GPs issued around 91 million prescriptions last year. So this report assesses how well the NHS is managing its spending in this high-cost, important area, and it follows up our previous reports that we published in 1999 and 2002.
And what have you found?
We found that the NHS has done well in improving its management of GP prescribing since we last looked at this in 2003. Spending fell by about 11% in real terms over the past 7 years, while the volume of drugs prescribed rose by around a third over that time period. And to put it in context, this compares with a 50% real terms increase in spending in the 7 years up to 2004-05, so big improvement there. GPs are now getting better support and guidance, which has helped them improve their prescribing, and there is better information available about GPs prescribing, which again can be used to target improvements. We have in this report identified scope for some further improvements and also scope to make potential savings of up to £26 million a year.
One of the big points you make in the report is about the number of prescriptions issued by GPs rising by a third in recent years, and yet spending by the health service on these drugs falling by 11% at the same time. How has the health service done that, particularly given the many pressures it's been under in recent years?
There's a few things that the NHS has done to manage its spending and control its spending in this area. Some of the main things are that NHS boards all now have prescribing support staff, so people like prescribing advisors and specialist pharmacists, and they work with GPs to provide them help and support in reviewing and improving their prescribing and targeting particular areas for improvement. There's also much better data available now on GPs' prescribing patterns and what they prescribe. And again, that can be used to help improve and target particular areas for improvement. There's better local guidance and national guidance available. All boards now have a local joint formulary which sets out guidance for the prescribers on which drugs are recommended for use locally, and that's on the basis of the clinical effectiveness and cost effectiveness of drugs. And prescribing support staff work with GPs to make sure that they are complying with the formulary. Another area has been in the use of generic drugs, and since we last looked at this, there's been some high cost drugs have come off patent and generic versions are now available. For example, some statins which are used to control cholesterol, and the NHS has worked with GPs again to promote use of these lower cost generic versions of drugs.
You paint a pretty positive picture about the management of GP prescribing. However, you do say that there's some scope for further improvement and savings. Could you just go into a bit of detail about, you know, where the health service could get better and save a bit more money on this?
The main area that we've highlighted for improvement in terms of the quality of prescribing is in prescribing for patients who need to take a number of different drugs. So, for example, older people who have a number of different health conditions. The more drugs you take, the more it increases the risk of side effects or possible interactions between drugs. And the Scottish Government issued some guidance on this in October last year, which aimed at helping boards to review and improve the prescribing for those patients, and we recommended that NHS boards work with GPs to implement those guidelines. In terms of savings, the biggest area that we identified was drug wastage. So that's things like patients getting repeat prescriptions for drugs that they don't take anymore, they don't need to take anymore. We estimated that the NHS could save around £12 million a year by reducing avoidable drug wastage. And we also estimated that the NHS could save around £8 million a year by reducing the use of drugs that are considered less suitable for prescribing. So that could be because a new drug is available that is more clinically effective or more cost effective.
Okay, and just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Levels of prescribing are likely to keep on going up in the future. If you think about people getting older, more people living longer with health conditions that they take drugs for, and lifestyle factors like increasing rates of obesity that are impacting on people's health. So it's crucial that the NHS does all it can to make sure that patients are getting the drugs that they need, but also that spending is well managed. We've made a number of recommendations in the report, and the main ones for NHS boards are that they continue to work with GPs to reduce unnecessary drug wastage and look at other areas of potential savings. Also that they work with GPs on improving the care of people who are currently prescribed a lot of different drugs. And also that they consider the business case for employing additional prescribing support staff as a spend to save initiative, particularly where their spending on drugs is higher and they have a lower level of prescribing support staff at the moment.
Thank you very much.